What's going on, guys? Welcome to another video, Codename Love One, Nick Reflex. So this video is directed directly at Stephen Wybrow, you fucking retard, and all the other Gnostic takeover morons that are telling people that David Icke isn't controlled opposition, okay? Bear in mind, I've just been kicked off, banned, for speaking the truth on the Gnostic takeover Telegram group, yeah? These fucking morons. Gnostic, yeah? Gnosis means knowing. Yeah? And these fucking idiots, when truth is spoken, will tell you you're wrong. So you've got to ask yourself, how much Gnosis is Stephen Wybrow in? Now, let me just tell you, I actually like the output that these guys are putting out. Yeah? I actually liked watching some of their podcasts. Errol, I really like. The guy is a reptilian. Doesn't mean he's not speaking the truth. Now, the purpose of this video is to call out Stephen Wybrow for being a little fucking pussy, yeah, and not knowing his ass from his fucking head. David Icke is a reptilian. David Icke is high-level Freemason. David Icke is New Age guru. David Icke is controlled opposition. Now, what you get in response to that is, no, he's not. That's idiocracy. From Stephen Wybrow. You fucking blind little cunt, is all I have to say. Have you done your research, sir? Or did you just wake up last year? You fucking little prick. Honestly. So, this is calling out Stephen Wybrow. You fucking prick. Listen to this, dickhead.
But in terms of me, I just see it as an opportunity. I don't listen to the BBC. I just heard it from DavidIcke.com. Gotcha.
Where I go. Well, David Icke tends to talk about infinite consciousness and these vague things. Well, he's very inspired by New Agers such as Alice Bailey, and his early works, having looked at them again, 70% disinformation. Now, I never thought I would be at the point where I dismiss all that stuff as easily, but I do now because I've read the original sources of it all. And the point is that you can't simplify these things down to the level of a soundbite, and that's what a lot of these people try and do. I've talked about this a lot, actually, and we're going to be doing some stuff coming up. I've been in touch with people over the last few days, especially about a certain Hindu cult, which is not really Hindu at all, actually. It was to trap rich Westerners. And I was doing some investigation into them years ago. And they sell this idea of science and spirituality. And it's the biggest con on planet Earth, because it's a load of people who are simplifying things into sound bites, and it's usually aimed at Westerners who are rather gullible. And that's the whole thing about it. So when we talk about this stuff, I think we have to separate it and look at what it actually is, because the idea of the wilderness of the mind and New Age global governance is to keep people into this idea that somehow what's happening isn't real. Well, on day-to-day level, it is real, and that is one of the big cons of westernized Hinduism, was that, well, it's all a simulation and everything is as it should be. That's a way of coercing the population into another form of docility so that they don't react against the system. In other words, yeah, that's a huge part of the New Age, in that, well, there's going to be this mass awakening. Well, of course, there isn't. There's never going to be a mass awakening, because people's consciousness is, as you can see by looking around you, being directed and controlled quite easily. So there's not the mass awakening, but that's not important because there's a priest class on the planet who control all this stuff. And you can't say that what they're doing is right or wrong, because some of them believe it's right. And you then have to argue as to what they're doing and say where it's wrong. And I've had these arguments before. But the point is that the public's perception of things is always simplified. And people then generalize into very easy descriptions of things which are rather more profound than they're talking about. And I think the New Age was very guilty of that, because it created a soundbite culture, which went into popular culture. And people talk in terms of things which go into this crossover of quantum physics and science, which all these charlatans like Deepak Chopra repeated endlessly, which actually mean nothing. Conceptually, it's a way of explaining things, but it doesn't go into anything of any depth. And the dangers which awake people who don't know what they're doing. And that's my view of it, you see. So I'm trying to take it a bit of a step further than what you were talking about, because I tend to analyze things quite a lot. But I think that this, I mean, I've had these moments of revelation and stuff, and I get it a lot. But that's the reason I do what I do. But you have to bring it down to some kind of way that you can use this stuff practically. And I think a lot of this New Age stuff has become an absolute cop-out, so that people can go infinite consciousness and this, that, and the other without actually really meaning anything. Because you can say that, go on.
You're an ass.
So there we go, people. Just to recap, David Icke is, Mark Windows is telling you there, 70% disinformation, right? So the guy's speaking truth. How much truth? 30, 40% truth? They have to throw in truth. There's a lot of truth in there, but where's the fucking disinfo? Just like Alex Jones, just like all, as he said, charlatans, mate. Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle, yeah? All these, Sasha Stone. So anyone fucking telling you that David Icke's authentic, or even his son, Gareth Icke, mate. They're a pair of fucking controlled opposition. Gareth Icke's not awake, mate. Not awake at all. Right? David Icke is a fucking reptile. Deal with it, Stephen Wybrow, you fucking prick.